I do have a song in my heart. I just can't sing. But this song here called "I'm Bound for That City," I used to hear George Crisp, Free Will Baptist preacher back in Glasgow. Man, he used to sing this song. He really make it come alive. And I really enjoyed not only hearing him sing it, but the words of this song, they're monumental. And I wished I could sing it as good as he could sing it, but I want to try to sing it tonight. There's a city of light where there cometh no night, for the sun never sets in the sky. In the Bible we're told that the streets are pure gold and a cool, gentle river runs by. I'm bound for that city, God's holy white city. Oh yes I am. I'll never turn back to this world anymore. No matter how rough may be the way, no matter how oft I stop to pray, I'm bound for that city on that evergreen shore. Little children will play, and our hearts will be gay as we stroll through that city of gold. No more dying up there, no more sorrow to bear, and nobody will be feeble and old. I'm bound for that city, God's holy white city. Oh, yes I am. I'll never turn back to this world anymore. No matter how rough may be the way, no matter how oft I stop to pray, I'm bound for that city on that evergreen shore. Amen. Well, I thank God for a city like that. My pastor used to say that God made the country, man made the city, and it's hard to tell the difference in them. Amen. Hallelujah. We'll take our text tonight from the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter number 11. If you want to open up your Bible there, Hebrews chapter number 11. We'll read verses 8 through 14 for a text tonight. The Bible says, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed and went out not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. I want to read one more verse, verse number 16. But now they desire a better country, that is a heavenly, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared for them a city. And we'll stop our reading right there. I want to try to preach tonight a message on, wait till you see what God calls heaven. Amen. Preach this morning on hell. want to try to be obedient tonight. I come real close, not to preaching this tonight, but I feel like it'd be all right. But we want to preach tonight on what God calls heaven. Amen. Now down here, worldly highs. People have achievements in life. They've had goals and alcohol, drugs, money, all kind of things that have brought them a heavenly high. None of that will compare to this place I'm talking about, heaven. And no matter how many times people try to make heaven on earth, heaven's not on earth. Heaven is where God is. Amen. It's in the North Country. One of the biggest evidence to me of heaven was the day when heaven moved into my soul. Amen. The day I got saved. I'll tell you, 26 years ago at my home, 9000 Avenue Road, Glasgow, Kentucky, up there in my bedroom when I knelt down on my knees and called upon Him. That's rich in mercy. I'll call upon Him. I want you to know there was some heaven, amen, came down in my soul, glory to God. I'll tell you what, buddy, not only did I long to be there in heaven, my home, but I wanted to learn all I could about it. I didn't want to lose sight of it from worldly ambitions. I think tonight a lot of people have lost sight of heaven. I think a lot of people tonight, their thoughts are not upon heaven. They're upon worldly things. And tell you what, I think they've kind of lost sight of it. Amen. But the Bible tells us to seek those things which are above. In Colossians chapter 3, verse number 1. And verse number 2 says to set our affections on things above and not on things on the earth. Amen. We who are citizens of heaven, we have such a worldly appetite that we seldom even think of heaven, our home, amen. When I first got saved, of course, my pastor, being a pastor, and I didn't recognize it at the time, I do now. But one thing as a pastor you want to do is get people busy so they won't think about leaving. So the first thing he did, put me in charge of a Sunday school class for young people, a primary class, 10-year-olds. And one of the young men in that Sunday school class pastors a church now between Glasgow and Cave City, Little Bethel Baptist Church, Brent Spillman. He was 10 years old at the time, Molly. And, I didn't know a whole lot, don't know a whole lot today, but he asked me this question in that Sunday school class. He raised his hand. And I said, "What do you want there, Brent?" He said, "Brother Eddie, how do we know we're going to like it when we get to heaven?" And I said, "Brother Brent, you like it down here?" He said, "Oh, yeah, I love it down here." I said, "Well, the Bible says it's far better up there." But you know, we can't really understand that heaven's the stuff that dreams are made out of. Amen. I had a dream this week. It was Thursday after the funeral, Wednesday. And in that dream, it was so real. Most dreams are kind of cloudy. Most dreams, you know, you just see in similitude, but this was as real as I am here right now, as real as you are here right now. But in that dream, I walked through back there at the vestibule back there and walked into this church, and I looked to the left and I looked to the right, and every single pew was filled with souls for the Word of God. And I tell you what, boy, it encouraged me to let us know we don't need to let up. We need to be more determined, amen. Get a backbone like a sawdust and a purpose heart and work till Jesus comes, amen. I'll tell you what, Brother Hired, every now and then I do get down that. I ain't going to lie about it. That really encouraged me. It was so real. I don't know why in the world I dreamed it, but I sure did enjoy it. Amen. And I woke up wondering, "Lord, why in the world would a little preacher like me dream of a multitude like that coming to hear the Word of God?" Amen. It's kind of like heaven. The Bible talks about heaven. My uncle was a Jehovah's Witness. He said, "I'm one of them 144,000. I said, "Is that right, Woody?" "Oh yeah, I'm one of them 144,000. Had one tooth. He could out eat anybody." I said, "Woody, you one of them 144,000, right?" "Yeah." I said, "Which tribe are you?" He said, "What you mean?" I said, "Well, them 144,000, that's 12,000 of each of the 12 tribes of Israel. By the way, they're all Jewish males. They're all virgins." I said, "Which one are you?" "Well, I don't know." I said, "What about this right here?" The next verse said, "After this, I saw a multitude that no man could name,
No man can number of every kindred, tongue, and nation, amen. I'm telling you, there's more than 144,000 going to heaven. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Multitude, no man can number of every kindred, tongue, and nation, the Bible says. Woody said, I didn't know that was in there. I said, Woody, you need to do some more reading in here. And I'll be so gullible. As far as I know, Woodrow died lost. As far as I know, he knows better now. But he's like a lot of people. He's gullible. He swore that lie from straight out of hell. Amen. I tell him he could go to heaven. Been 144,000 year old witness. Amen. Let me say, that dream done me some good. And there'll be a lot of things in heaven to wonder about. I've got three things that I want to mention about heaven. I'm only going to use one of them tonight. I want to use the account that Jesus gave of heaven. And then I want to use the account that Paul gave of heaven. And at last, I'll use the account of John that wrote about heaven. And we'll use those resources in the message. But tonight, I want to speak about Jesus, the one that made heaven and earth. Amen. They came down to earth to tell us about this place called heaven. He said plainly in John chapter number 8, verse number 23 through 24, He said, I am from above. Ye are of this world. I am not of this world. He said, if you believe not that I am He, you'll die in your sins, amen. He said, buddy, if you want to go to heaven, you better look to me, because apart from me, you ain't going, amen. There's only one door to heaven. It's Jesus, glory to God.
Amen.
He told Nicodemus, matter of fact, let me try to quote it. I'll just turn over there. He told Nicodemus in John chapter number 3, Jesus told Nicodemus, he answered him and said, art thou a master of Israel and knowest not these things? He said, verily, verily, in other words, ever truth, I say unto thee, we speak that which we do know and testify that which we have seen, and you receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things and you believe not, how shall you believe I tell you of heavenly things? No man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. Boy, he couldn't get the message through to Nicodemus, because Nicodemus was carnal minded in his conversation with Jesus. Amen. Jesus, he talked a lot about heaven. He said, by me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Heaven is the home of the saved. There will not be one lost person either in heaven. Only the home of the redeemed. Only redeemed will be able to set foot in that place. Now, the Lord one way prepared this place. He said in St. John chapter 14, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me, in my Father's house. If you got the right Bible, our many mansions. If it were not so, I told you so. No other Bible said many rooms. I don't want a room. Matter of fact, I even have my mansion. I just want Jesus. Amen. That'll be heaven to me. I just want to see Him that died for me, loved me, gave Himself for me. That'll be heaven to me. They can have the streets. They can have the walls of jasper. They can have the gates of pearl. They can have it all. Just give me Jesus. That'll be heaven to me. Amen. I just can't get over the fact that He loved me enough to give Himself for me. Loved me enough to take my beating. Loved me enough to be buried in my sin. Loved me enough to get up and rise from the dead. Amen. Loved me all the way through it. Amen.
Amen.
Never did change Him. But Jesus said, I'll go away and prepare a place for you. Heaven's a prepared place. It's prepared for a prepared people. I'll tell you right now, buddy, if you're saved, heaven's your home. If you're not saved, heaven can be your home. God's given away homes in heaven. Man, you ain't got to make a down payment. You ain't got to qualify. You don't have to have a good credit score. You don't have to measure up. All you got to do is realize, buddy, apart from Jesus, you'll never make it there. And fall down and say, Lord, I heard You love me. Lord, I heard if I'd ask You, You'd forgive me my sins. Give me a home in heaven. Give me eternal life. And I'll tell you what, buddy, what a deal, amen. Heaven. Songs been wrote about heaven. Testimonies of people that's died and come back. And Paul's one of them, which we'll elaborate on the next time we preach. talked about heaven. But heaven, I heard a Lewis Arnold preach a message on heaven. He's 100 years old. He said, it must not be very far away. He said, they stoned Stephen. He said, I see Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Reading his standing, but he's getting ready to interfere with their murderous act. But Stephen said, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And I guess he sat back down. I don't know. But heaven must not be very far away. Heaven, I tell you what, it's hard to preach on something you ain't been there. Only record we got of heaven's the Bible, but it's a good account. It's the Word of God. It tells us everything we need to know about heaven. Amen. That heaven is a home of the redeemed. Glory to God. And books have been written and movies have been made and testimony has been given. But why not just go to heaven and see it for yourself? Amen. Mentioned this morning about the Queen of Sheba. Came a long way just because she heard of the fame of Solomon. And when she came and proved it with all the hard questions. And finally she just sat down and said, I did not believe until I came and seen for myself. And she said, glory to God, the half has not been told. I believe that's be what heaven will be. We'll not be able to consume it in a moment. It'll take an eternity to behold all the things that God has prepared for those that love Him, look to His appearing. Amen. God gives invitation to you just like He gave an invitation to me. For what it's worth, I accepted mine. Amen. Without delay, I'll tell you, buddy. The Bible mentioned Matthew chapter 25, verse 21. It says, enter thou into the joys of the Lord. Anybody that misses the joys of the Lord will go to the torments of hell. Amen. There'll be singing in heaven. Luke chapter number 2, verse 13 says, and suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God, saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill towards men. Just a little glimpse of singing caused them shepherds to want to go and see this sight. Want to go see this thing of Jesus being born. Amen. Heavenly singing. Heavenly scenes. Heavenly shouting. Revelation chapter 5 talks about, and they were shouting with loud voices, glory to God in the highest. Glory to the Lamb. Jesus told Luke chapter 15, verse 10, Sister Molly said, there's joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repents. It may not make the evening news down here. I mentioned this morning about a young girl that killed over 22 men, a member of a satanic cult. I didn't realize she was as young, because it mentioned her again this afternoon. She's 19 years old. Involved in a satanic cult, Carolyn. And she said, I quit counting at 22. It's the opposite of heaven. They don't kill in heaven. They don't hurt in heaven. They're not sick in heaven. There's no tears. God wipes them away. Heaven's a place of jubilee. Heaven's a place of nowhere else to be. It's a place like Peter, James, and John on the Mount of Transfiguration, caught up in the glory of Jesus. The Bible said they saw Him in His glory. And when they saw Jesus in His glory, Peter said, this is a good place to be. Heaven's a good place to be, glory to God.
Amen.
For a place like that, Brother Bobby, you'd think it'd cost a king's ransom just to be able to go. You'd have to have a special invitation. And yet God offers it to common people.
Amen.
Nobody's like you and me have invitations to come, have an eternal abode in this place called heaven. Amen. The world, they don't think much about heaven. To the world, heaven's somewhere in make-believe fairyland. Jesus said, I come down. But He didn't just come down. He went up. Acts chapter number 2, as He's ascending up, I guess it's Acts chapter number 1, as He's ascending up, them apostles standing there watching Him rise up in the clouds, and all of a sudden two men stood by, two angels of God said, "You men of Galilee, why stand you here gazing in the clouds? This same Jesus that you see ascending up in heaven, one day returning in like manner." It's not no fairy tale. They try to say that Calvary never really happened. Paul said this thing wasn't done in the corner. Calvary was where heaven was bought and paid for by the blood of Jesus. I'll tell you, boy, heaven, thanks to Jesus, you can have a home in heaven. Jesus said, in heaven, they neither marry nor are given in marriage. Matthew chapter 22, verse number 30. No more controversy. Man, you're talking about a messed up world. They got some little boy wanting to play on the girls' soccer team. He's confused about his sexual identity. Man, I tell you, what's a sad day we've come down to see. People don't know what they are. And they want to change what they are. And they'll pay big money to do it. And some of them change their mind, want to try to go back, and then they're in limbo. They don't know what they was to begin with. Amen. Donnie was telling us earlier tonight, he said, "I don't like having this sugar." He said, "Sometimes I don't know where I'm at or what I'm doing. I think the world must have a bad case," said Donnie. "I don't think sometimes they know where they are or what they're doing." Amen. I mean, nobody in their right mind thinks, or at least I don't. I don't know. I may not be that smart, but I'll tell you one thing. I've always known I was a man. Amen. Never had no problem. Amen. I don't know what kind of day and hour we're living in, but the Bible said God's not the author of confusion. And these people that have been brainwashed in schools saying, and you know, I have to admit, and I guess all men here will probably agree with me on this, it was ways in life where I was interested in women. But when that day came, I got interested in women, amen. And I guess they prey up on these young people when they're young little boys and say, "You're not interested in girls, you're like us." I don't know how they do it. They brainwash them somehow. They tell little girls, you know, "You're not interested in boys, you're one of us." But anyway, our children are suffering because of it. And we've got a mess. But up there in heaven, there's no mess. Up there in heaven, the Bible says they neither marry nor are given in marriage. Now let me tell you something about the marriage. God instituted the marriage. It's a sacred institution. God instituted on the fact there was a man down there and he was all alone. His name was Adam. God saw a lonely man, said it's not good for a man to be alone. He said, "I'll go down and make a helpmeet for him." And he made of that man a woman, presented that man. He done the very first marriage ceremony. And then God said, "For this cause shall a man leave his mother and father and cleave to his wife, and they twain will be one flesh." There's no need for that in heaven. In heaven, Jesus said they neither marry nor are given in marriage. And that'll solve a lot of divorce court problems. That'll solve a lot of football players coming out. I'm gay and some girl on the Olympic team. I'm tired of hiding it. I've been gay all along. Anderson 360. I've been gay all my life. Man, they can be gay all they want to. Just don't come near me. I believe the old man might raise back up. I'll tell you right now, buddy, I'll put up with that. And I don't understand it, but I know one thing, it ain't of God. As I read in Ecclesiastes where it said God made man upright, but they sought out many inventions against that uprightness. Some reason that is some quirk, some doctor say, "Oh, we can fix it, we can go in there and change it," amen. Better leave it alone, amen. Bless you, but hired. In heaven, there'll be heavenly singing. There'll be heavenly scenes. There'll be heavenly shouting. Up there in heaven, glory to God. I'll tell you right now, there'll never be a dull moment. Amen. No wonder it'll take an eternity to take a tour of heaven. Amen. And we go down through there and we see the patriarchs, the great giants of the Bible. Amen. We'll go down there and we'll see David. There was a man after God's own heart that spent most of his life wondering, "What did I do? Why am I being persecuted?" As Saul hunted him down and tried to kill him, we'll see patriarchs like Moses that the Bible said he was the most meek man in the earth. And yet look at him standing before Pharaoh, "Let my people go." We'll see patriarchs like Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. And I'll tell you what, the sayings would be too numerous to tell. But one thing I want to see, and I get to heaven, I want to see Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. I've heard about Him. I've thought about Him. I've had Him right down the road, me in my truck, my car. I've had conversations with Him. Praise God, I'm going to get to see Him when I get to heaven. That's where He lives. They got this thing now on the internet. You type in somebody's name, they tell you where they're at. Type Jesus and He'll say heaven.
Amen.
If it don't, it's lying to you. He's in heaven, Brother Melvin. Not only is His address in heaven, but He bids you to come live with Him.
Amen.
He said, I'll take care of everything. Just make preparations to come. He told Peter, I quoted part of that this morning, John chapter number 21. Well, three times he asked Peter if he loved him. And Peter all three times said, Lord, You know I love You. And after he said that third time, Jesus said, Simon, when you was young, you girded yourself. You went whithersoever thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, that's coming, old Brother Eddie. I'll be 60 years old this month. And to some of y'all it's young. Maybe to a few of you it's old. But the Lord told Peter, He said, when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee where thou not able. I believe Sister Gail, we had her funeral Wednesday. I don't remember the exact day she passed away. Seemed like it was on a Monday. But I believe there was a heavenly escort showed up. Picked her up, come to the house, came to the residence. Crystal said she heard singing, and she went back in there and said she's done gone. I believe there'll be a heavenly escort. Brother Melvin, I believe they'll come down and say, are you ready to go to heaven? Oh, hallelujah! Am I ready to go to heaven? I feel like I'm messing with a short fuse right now. Glory to God, I wish I could somehow just find an exit door to go out. That old cartoon said exit stays left. I wish I could find that exit stays left. I'd leave out right now. Good grief, what in the world? I want to hang around. And I know some of y'all want to hang around. I don't. I believe the view's better up there. I'll get to see my grandkids go up there and be able to talk to Jesus personally about what they need, what they're doing. But old me, my grandfather, I still remember him coming up there to his lost grandson. He said, Horsefly, I sure wish you'd get saved. He said, I've been praying for you to get saved. And I saw this great man of God. I saw his burden for me. I saw his love and compassion for me. It could not be hid. And I saw his heart crushed, Molly, when I told him, not today, Papa Head. Not today. Not now. That's kind of sad. Now I'm saved. Look back thinking, man, I could have got saved when I was 18 years old.
Yeah.
I forget about this, Brother Melvin, but it came to my mind the other day, that picture that I've held up here a few times up here, me and these two friends here, one of them a cousin. That picture right there where I had the big beard. Me and this guy, he wasn't no kin to me, just a friend, but that was my first cousin. I'd done his funeral. We was all out there by the garage. This guy was a welder, and he said, watch this, I'll show y'all something. He took some acetylene. He put it in a Ziploc bag, and I don't remember exactly how they ignited it. It seemed like we threw a match on it or something. I don't know exactly. I don't remember exactly how we ignited it, Gayla. I just remember when it went off, it rattled windows in the whole neighborhood. And about that time, here come my grandfather running around that garage. And he was all eyes, Brother Molly. He come around and he said, what's going on? Is everybody all right? We said, it's all right, Papa Ed, we just made a bomb. He said, a bomb? He said, it ain't enough. I got to pray for you going to hell. I got to pray now that you won't blow yourself up. Amen. And I still remember him coming around the corner of that barn. His eyes was that big around. He was right there, Brother Melvin. He sure did care about his grandsons. And he won't have to worry when I get to heaven. He won't have to worry. I won't have to worry. No one will have to worry.
That's right.
Carolyn up there, boy, will finally be home. We declare plainly, we're pilgrims and strangers. We're sojourners. We're in a journey. We haven't got there. We're nearer than when we believed. William was talking this morning about walking. One day I'll walk the last mile of this way, Brother Bobby. I'll start hearing the singing. Sister Margaret told me she heard the trumpets a while back, and I think Carolyn said she heard them. Man, one day I laid in the bed and I thought I heard them. I was trying to make myself hear them. I'll tell you one thing, glory to God, I'll hear them, amen. I'll hear them. Not only will I hear them, Brother Melvin, I'll go where they're at, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, I won't have to worry about being left behind. I'm telling you, I've done made reservation. I've done made preparation. I'm ready. I'm on that to-go list. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We're in the process of moving from our old building out there where I work to the new building. We're taking everything out of the old building, moving it to the new building. One day, Carolyn, I'll leave it all behind me.
That's right.
Leave to be with the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Man, when I think about heaven, one thing that bothers me is everybody ain't going. You know, may even be some people here tonight that ain't going. That'd be sad. I believe that's why that verse in the Bible in Revelation said, God will wipe away all tears. I believe reading He's wiping away those tears is because everybody's not there. But I'll tell you one thing, after He wipes away those tears, the former things will be forgotten. There will be no more haunting of who's not there. There will be no more sorrow to bear. But if you're here tonight and there's some doubt that you ain't going, I'll tell you what I'd do about it. I'd get it fixed. I'd get on that list that Jesus is coming for. The Bible said He's coming for His sheep.
Yeah.
He said He knows His sheep by name.
Yeah.
I believe not only He knows me by name, but I believe He knows where I live. I believe He knows where I'm at and what I'll be doing on that day, just like He does you. For all I know, He may come tonight. Boy, just think about that just a second. Go home tonight, before the sun comes up in the morning, be in heaven. Not have to worry about governments, shenanigans, trying to rob you blind and trying to tax you to death, and not have to worry about trying to get money back you paid in that you're not even supposed to be taxed according to our Constitution. Boy, once they started, they couldn't get no feel of it. Go up there, praise God, where everything's free. You don't have to worry about the price of milk no more. You don't have to worry about specials no more. Everything's special. Sit down at the table with Jesus. I ain't never sat down like a table like that, Molly. Sit down at the table and get to sit down there and sup with Him.
Amen.
Whew, it's hard for my mind to go there. It's hard for me really to put emphasis how wonderful that's going to be. I've sat down at a few tables that I thought was eloquent. I've never really been nowhere. Some guy out there I work with, Jacob, a new guy, a new maintenance guy, he said, "You never been nowhere?" I said, "No. Only where I've ever had desire, I ain't been yet." He said, "Where's that?" I said, "Heaven." He said, "You're a Christian?" I said, "Absolutely." He said, "Well, I am too. I don't go to church." I said, "Well, if you're a Christian, why don't you go to church?" "Well, I just ain't really found a good church yet." I said, "There's some out there. I recommend him one." I told him, I said, "Jacob, you go over at Bethel Baptist Church. If it ain't no good, you tell me about it." I thank God there will be some churches you can recommend somebody to go to. Amen. Well, you know they'll go over and they won't be disappointed. They'll hear the Word of God preached. They'll hear, praise God, the songs of God sung. Let me tell you about heaven. Don't miss it. Make sure your family makes it. Don't leave no one behind. The military men, they've got a motto, don't leave no one behind. Don't leave no one behind. You know tonight, someone in your family that's not saved. You know, last night as we were praying, we was praying for lost people. That they wouldn't die lost, that they get saved before it's everlasting too late. Heaven won't be heaven to some people without some people being there that are dear to them. I wouldn't want to entertain the thought that my mother and my father didn't make it to heaven. But I'll tell you one thing, if they didn't, I'd amen the righteous judge when he gave sentence. If Jesus told my mother, "Depart from me, I never knew you," I'd say amen. If Jesus told my father, "Depart from me, I never knew you," I'd say amen. Because He's a righteous judge. He really is. He gives every opportunity for mercy. Every opportunity to be saved. Man, never man spake like He spake. No one ever loved like He loved. No one ever went like He went. The Bible said He came to seek the lost. He's still seeking lost. You hear lost tonight? Listen, don't stay lost. Being lost cause you miss heaven. Being lost to cause someone that Jesus hath wiped tears out of their eyes cause you won't be able to go into this blessed place, the joys of the Lord. I hope tonight that your thoughts have been at least turned in that direction tonight. If heaven's not your home, make it your home tonight. Father, we pray tonight, Father, Lord, this message, Lord, I pray tonight with somebody's appetite, Lord, for that blessed place that You went away to prepare. I pray, dear Father, somebody tonight, Lord, not just have thoughts about heaven, but I pray, Lord, dear Father, tonight, heaven come down to them. And Lord, they want to make sure, they want to make beyond any doubt, Lord, sure that they're going to that blessed place of the redeemed. Lord, whatever I pray needs to be done tonight may be done by the power of the Holy Ghost of God. And we'll give You all the praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Ask everybody to stand tonight. Think about it. You're going to heaven tonight. Are you going to miss heaven tonight? Are you willing at least to do something about either one of them? I'll tell you one thing. The Bible says draw nigh to God. He'll draw nigh to you. If you'll put forth a little bit of effort, I believe God will put forth some to you. You need to come tonight. Come right on. The devil been seeking you like wheat. Come up here and tell Jesus about it. Had a rough week. Why don't you come up here and tell the Lord?
Come every soul by sin oppressed, there's mercy with the Lord.
You need to come tonight. Come on. Step right on down here. I'll tell you right now, buddy, God looks. He looks to see that one that's coming. He looks to see that one that's got a desire to have a home in heaven. I'll tell you right now, He can fix it for you tonight. He can make it up for you now. Make that preparation, make that reservation where you can know, praise God, going to heaven one day. Won't you come? Come on! Can you trust Him to forgive Him? Trust Him to save Him? I promise you this, if you can trust Him, you'll find out, buddy, He's a faithful. He's a faithful Savior, a faithful Creator. He'll save you. He'll save you now. He sure will. It's not a 10-step progress. It's today if you hear His voice. Harden not your heart. Bible says, seek the Lord while it may be found. Call upon Him while He's near. No better time than today. Today is accepted time.
Now is accepted time. Today is the day of salvation. Won't you come? Anybody got a word in your heart tonight?
Brother Eddie, I truly thank the Lord for the message.
Bless you, Sister Carolyn.
I love Jesus.
Amen.
I'm so worthy to be
Christ. I wish we could go up there and visit heaven for just a little while tonight, come down here so we'd know just what it's going to be like. Amen. I mean, in my mind, I've got just a little bitty thought about heaven. But up there in heaven, we'll throw it all away. But we see, like Brother Melvin said in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, what no eye's ever seen, what no ear's ever heard, what's never entered in the heart of man, the things God has prepared for those that love Him, look to His appearing. We'll finally know what heaven is. We'll finally see, praise God, it was worth it, and the toils of the road will seem as nothing. When heaven finally opens up, and we go marching in.
Thank you, Simon. Oh, I want to say Him.
Amen. Amen, Sister Carolyn. Anybody else got a word tonight on your heart? And take somebody with you. Don't just go to heaven. Get somebody by the hands and come with me. I'm going to heaven. Hallelujah. I've heard messages on heaven. I've heard singing about heaven. I've seen movies about heaven, but nothing will compare to heaven. Amen. Well, if we're done tonight, we'll be dismissed. Anybody? Let me just say this. Don't miss heaven. The Bible said what would it profit a man if he gained the whole world and lost his soul or missed heaven? It'd not be no gain. It'd be a terrible loss. You done? Would have earned and dismissed us for a prayer tonight.
Our Father, again, Lord, we look to You with humble and thankful hearts, Lord, for another Lord's Day. For the blessings of just having the opportunity, Lord, to do what You may do in this life. Thank You, Lord, for our lives and the journey to be here. Lord, we thank You for that song tonight, for the same over the years, the same on earth, Lord, this Lord. We're so glad, Lord, that our journey with You here, our relationship with You, and our communion with You here, just a little foretaste.
Amen.
We thank You, Lord, for the hope that we have of heaven in eternity. Lord, we know that we'll never be able to comprehend it until we reach that country and we experience it throughout the unending, ceaseless ages of that everything. I pray tonight You'll go with us, Lord, as we separated from this place and from one another. To be covered, Lord, watch care, keep Your power over us throughout another week. Bring us back, Lord, to next appointed time. We'll ever praise You in Jesus' name.
Amen.